Well, the Fox comedy Glee is known for satirizing stereotypes. Recently, they looked at overachieving Asian American students through two of the show's stars, Mike and Tina.
I'm overwhelmed and losing focus. Football, Glee Club, booty camps, we're ready for sectionals. I got an A minus, Tina.
You got an Asian F?
That is all over me.
Asian F sounds like a joke, but according to research, Asian Americans must score 140 to 450 points higher than other ethnic groups to get admitted to private colleges. And Bloomberg News reports that the U.S. Department of Education is investigating charges that Harvard and Princeton discriminate against Asian Americans by holding them to a higher standard. Dan Golden is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter who now covers higher education for Bloomberg News. Dan, first of all, tell us about these complaints, and they are just complaints, nothing further, against Harvard and Princeton.
Well, there was a student whose family originally came from India. He's a Californian student, and he was turned down by Princeton and Harvard for this year's freshman class. And he and his family, I guess, brought a complaint to the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, saying that he was turned down on the basis of race or national origin. And the Department of Education has, this month, it began to look into the complaint against Harvard. It agreed to investigate that. And the Princeton one, there was sort of a pre-existing Princeton complaint from 2006 from a similar student, a Chinese-American student who had a perfect SAT score and didn't get into Princeton. And that was then in 2008 expanded into a broader review of Princeton admissions. The current complaint is being folded into that broader review.
Well, we don't know too many more specifics, but the presumption is that this student felt that he had good enough scores to get into Harvard. So here we go, wading into the murky waters of admissions and the debates over quotas and diversity. From the Harvard side, the position we understand has always been that Harvard could fill its admissions with perfect scores and valedictorians, but then they'd have no diversity. So they take people with maybe lower scores, but maybe leadership skills. And wouldn't it follow that if Asians fall disproportionately in the category of, you know, really high scores, then they would suffer more? In other words, where does a school's need to have diversity fit into the debate that's now unfolding?
Well, you're right. It is a very complicated issue because universities always say we do a very individual look and we take a lot of things into account. On the other hand, they always do take test scores into account. The studies consistently show that Asian Americans need a higher test score, but that could be because whites benefit from other preferences that colleges don't like to talk about as much. Namely, whites are more likely to be children of alumni or children of big donors, and those groups get in with lower scores, and that may account for some of the difference. In addition, whites are more likely to be recruited athletes than Asian Americans are, and recruited athletes also get in with lower scores and grades. So that's an important distinction legally, because these colleges are not allowed to deny somebody admission because of their race, but they are allowed to discriminate on the basis of preferences such as alumni child status or recruited athlete.
Well, help us, though, more with this understanding of how schools can use race, because we understood the 2003 Supreme Court decision about the University of Michigan's admissions upheld their use of race to achieve what they called critical mass of minorities, blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. So in that case, we thought race was allowed to be used to, again, achieve diversity.
Yes, you're right. They can use race as one of many factors in considering applicants in order to promote diversity. In other words, to increase the number of students who are from underrepresented minorities. That's under challenge again in a case that the Supreme Court is considering whether to hear.
Well, you quoted the disparity in scores and the research. Those stats come from the 2009 book No Longer Separate, Not Yet Equal. It did find that Asian Americans need to score 140 points more than whites, 270 points higher than Hispanics, 450 points higher than African Americans to have the same chance of admission to a private college. But again, that might be this attempt to achieve critical mass for unrepresented groups. And as a result, another group is being bumped out, because Harvard and Princeton would point out that Asian Americans are well represented in that they account for about 18% of the students at Princeton and 16% at Harvard, while making up only 5% of the general population.
Yeah, you raise a number of interesting points there. the numbers from that study of the 140-point gap between Asian Americans and whites, that's when all other credentials are held equal. For example, having the same high school grades and class rank. But, yeah, you do make an interesting point. Asian Americans are overrepresented at these schools based on population, but they're underrepresented based on their test scores. And mm-hmm. it's in a way analogous to the situation that Jews faced in the first half of the 20th century when there were quotas on Jewish admissions, where Jews, again, they were present in the Ivy League and other elite schools in greater numbers than you would have predicted based on their population, but not as many as you would have expected based on their academic credentials. And we see a somewhat similar situation today, although there's no documentation of quotas, but a lot of people have noticed that at most Ivy League schools, the Asian American population tends to hover between 15 to 20% year after year. It never seems to crack that 20% barrier.
Well, and by the way, you mentioned the Jewish students in the early 20th century at Ivy League schools being held to a quota because schools felt they were overrepresented. And question, it's probably not relevant because it was so long ago, but was that legal then?
That was largely based on anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
And in order to keep the Jewish population down without expressly saying it was an anti-Jewish policy, the colleges came up with some of the other preferences that still exist today, such as the preference for alumni children, which worked against Jews at the time because there weren't many Jewish alumni. Also, the geographic diversity preference, where they say, you know, we want to have students from all the states, including the small rural states. Since Jews were, concentrated in the New York area, geographic diversity worked against them. And to some degree, it probably hurts Asian Americans today because so many of the high-achieving Asian Americans are from California.
So, Dan Golden, one last question. This is now being investigated by the Department of Education. There are Asian students today who feel it is discrimination and not an attempt at diversity. And I suppose we may find out, but isn't this what you're calling for? More transparency in admissions.
Yeah, I think that it would be a good idea for colleges to be more transparent. For example, you know, as you mentioned, colleges consistently say, well, it's no surprise we turn down Asian American students, say, with perfect test scores because we turn down half of all students, say, with 2,400 SAT scores. But they never have given a breakdown of those students with perfect test scores that we turn down, how many are Asian American, how many are white, how many are black, how many are Hispanic. And, you know, one might theorize that if it turns out that the overwhelming majority of students with 2,400 SAT scores who are rejected are Asian American, then it wouldn't necessarily show that the colleges, just don't take test scores that seriously. What it would show is that they want to keep down the Asian American population. So until we can see those kind of numbers, and presumably that's what the Department of Education is looking for, it's hard to draw a firm conclusion as to, you know, what's behind this pattern.
Dan Golden of Bloomberg News. Dan, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.